our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Get up off your ass and get up on the podcast! Rich Police Radio! Rich Police Radio! Rich Police Radio! Rich Police Radio! Get up off your ass and get up on the podcast, Rich Police Radio!
All right, welcome to Witch Police Radio. One of the things that I like about doing the show for as long as I have is that there's never an end to the amount of artists that I can get introduced to and that I can meet that are doing interesting things. It seems like, you know, every week I get messages from people whose music I hadn't heard before and who are doing cool shit. And I think that the guest on this episode is someone who falls into the doing cool shit category. And I think the best way to start this off is if you want to introduce yourself, give a bit of background about what you do as an artist, and then you have this new record that we can talk all about.
Yeah. Hi. So I'm Joni, aka Masik. Masik is my Inuit name. I was given that at birth by my grandmother. I've just recently released this album that I've been working on and off for the last 15 years in terms of writing it, in terms of getting different genres to test out and try. A little bit about me. I've been singing, you know, pretty much before I could talk. I was in singing competitions from a very young age, was taught by opera coaches from a very young age, and I've had lots of different exposure to lots of different genres. And I'm one that thinks that, you know, if you are able to do it or it's something that speaks to you that you want to try, why not? So that's kind of why this album specifically is called Unassorted Flavors, because it's very, very versatile, and there's lots of different kinds of genres within it.
And that kind of, you know, covers one of the questions I like to ask people right off the top, is sort of how do you define the music you play? And I mean, this record, I think part of the reason I was interested in finding out more about it is because it covers so much ground. I mean, there's, you know, there could be one song that's very electronic sounding. There's another one that could almost be grunge sounding. There's a folk thing. It seems like you're really all over the place. And that what you said right at the beginning about having spent 15 years on this, that almost makes a bit of sense that you've been sort of trying out all these different styles over that long period of time. So I guess like the obvious question then is why release this now? If you've been working on these songs for such a lengthy amount of time, what made you want to sort of put this out in the world now?
Yeah, so things are gonna get a little bit deep here. I apologize for that, but
the podcast is good, right?
True. I was very close friends with Kelly Frazier. I'm not sure if you're familiar
she's
with
been
her,
on my she was on my show. Yeah, she was great. She's great.
Yes. Yeah. And so we, when we met was, it was quite, I don't even know how many years ago now. But I met her through a Inuit singing songwriting class. I'm Inuit. And so is she, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, Inuit people, are not super common in general, and then when you add singer songwriter into that, it's we kind of immediately connected because of that. And so I went to her class and learned how to write in an Inuktitut, and we ended up hanging out, and I don't think we stopped for a week. In that time, she became very aware that I wanted to create music, and I was always a huge fan of hers, which is how I found out about the class.
Yeah.
And so I spoke to her, and I was like, hey, you're doing like my dream. And I'm super, super interested in, doing that. And so she was really kind and offered to kind of guide me. And so she connected me with my producer, Tetsuwala Nakuna. And he is who helped me with all of my music, but specifically with the music that I released in 2021.
Okay.
And she, like Kelly, helped me throughout that as well, in terms of she actually paid for some of my singing classes. She took me on stage to perform with her as backup vocals.
Cool.
I did that quite a while. And we became really close, and I call her my sister. When she passed, it kind of made it very hard for me to happily create music. Not that I would ever put anything back on her. But it just became painful in a way that was indescribable. So I kind of spent the last 4 years, 5 years, I guess now, recovering from that, and working on being okay with releasing music and doing music again, in a way that I know that she would be proud of. And yeah. And she really, I mean, she always wanted me to do this. It's why she paid for my singing lessons and everything. So that's a little bit of why it took me a while to get to releasing this music, even though even when Kelly and I were together, I was working on this music, and like, you know, I have timestamps from everything. And yeah, so it just took a little bit longer because of that. But I also think that that adds a little bit of power to it, in that sure. Yeah, I feel like she's very much behind me in that now, like she's very much with me in this. And yeah, that's why it took a little bit longer.
No, that's, I mean, that's that, as far as reasons to take a long time, I think that's a very good one, is to have sort of that inspiration from someone who obviously meant a lot to you. And I didn't know Kelly very well. I hung out with her one time when we recorded an interview. We drove around in her car and I was talking to her as we were driving, and she was great. And we interacted a few more times on social media after that. But yeah, definitely like a huge loss for the music scene in general, right? I mean, she was like a super creative person. And
absolutely.
It's very cool to hear that you had that kind of relationship with her, and that inspiration sort of continues in what you're do now.
Thank you.
So I mean, that's sort of the backstory about why this has taken the time it's taken, but yes. I mean, did you always intend on sort of being this nebulous genre wise like, was that always sort of the idea, that you didn't want to be pigeonholed into one thing, or is this just
I think that is what it is. That's a good way to look at, because it was like, when even when Tintwell and I released Duality and The River, I still to this day do not know what genre to put those songs under. So I've never had like a set genre in mind. I always just kind of was like, well, if it sounds good, I'm gonna do it.
Right.
So I like to think that that's probably what sets me a little bit apart. Is that I don't foresee being locked into a specific genre or style necessarily. Maybe as time goes on, I'll, you know, figure out what I really enjoy doing more. But right now I'm kind of just open and willing to try whatever.
For sure. And I mean, that's obviously a good thing, I think, having that sort of diversity of sound. But do you ever worry that maybe makes you sort of difficult for people to, because people like putting artists in boxes, right? They like to have something filed away in a record store or on a shelf or whatever. Like, they like to have these categories. Did you ever worry that might sort of be problematic for you as far as getting your stuff out there?
Yeah, I did a little bit of her, like when I first was looking at the album, and even when I was going through it, I'm sure you know, with releasing music, you have to put specific genres in.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't, like, I was like, I guess alternative, because that's kind of the overall, but I didn't really know exactly what that would look like. And I was a little bit worried about, like, you know, if I really ended up wanting to connect with a certain genre, if that would get in my way. But again, because it's my vision of it is like, you're just kind of listening to Spotify and then a random song comes on and you're like, oh, right. Then you look into the artist and you're like, okay, they're kind of all over the place, but I like this style. And like, maybe if I get enough inputs on what that looks like, I kind of know what the general consensus of what is wanted it looks like as well. But again, I'm not super dead set on a certain genre, or so worried that I'm gonna not do it in the way that that feels good to do.
Right. Well, and I think, again, that's probably a good way to do anything creative in general, is just do what feels good for you and what you feel sort of comes naturally, right?
Strong one, I came from a quiet town, too small for all these city sounds. I met a boy with hollow pride, thought he'd teach me how to fly, but I learned more by watching him break while I kept my hands steady through the ache. He said the world was hard. I said, baby, I've been harder. He fell apart in the dark. I just got sharper. I can ride through the wreckage. I can laugh in the fire. Every man I love was weaker than the girl in my mirror. Ooh, but at least you said. Chased his dreams. He swore he'd stay, then disappeared. I wiped my face and steered my fears. I learned love was just a name for carrying someone through the flame. Chasing men who needed saving. Stop mistaking bruises for proving I was brave. And then I saw myself one stormy night. Raven eyes and a hand of light. In the mirror stood the girl I knew, the one who outlived every lie she'd been through. Me rise. They came and went like smoke and rain. I kept my name, I kept my pain. And if love comes calling in the night, he'd better come humble, he'd better come right.
What, I guess maybe this is a, I guess I'm trying to pigeonhole you a little bit here, but like what is your background as far as a music listener? Like what kind of stuff did you come up listening to that may or may not have sort of bled through into what you do creatively?
Yeah, so that's probably why I'm so reserved when you look at it that way. So I come from a family, I had five older siblings growing up,
okay.
All of which had very different music styles. My sister was 14 years older than me. She was into the Destiny's Child and NSYNC and like all of the kind of more pop alternative. Than my brother passed when I was 10, He's the one who taught me like how to sing on guitar and that kind of thing. And he was very like I would classify him as like Red Hot Chili Peppers, like you know, the Arctic Monkeys, like kind of within that vein of things. My brother Simon, he was very, very into heavy metal for most of my life. And rap at certain points. My brother Tom, so into rap, like No Diggity, just played on repeat all day, every day. And so yeah, I grew up listening to all these musics, and I don't think that I ever was like, I don't like that. Like the only music that I've ever really not liked, I'll be completely honest with you, is like really twangy, like really poppy country. That's just not my style.
Sure.
But outside of that, I'm pretty open as a result, and I love that I've been able to kind of play with each genre a little bit and train my voice to be able to do so many different genres, because I haven't been you know, afraid of one specific one or more drawn to a specific one.
Yeah, no, that makes sense for sure. For sure. Have these songs, I mean, some of them obviously have been written a long time ago, and have they sort of morphed over time? Or are the versions that people are hearing on this record, are they sort of the birthed from your brain initially? I assume they've gone through changes, right?
Some of them are like quite literally, like I could play the raw file and it would sound pretty much identical,
cool.
Even though it was written, you know, however long ago. But some of them, yeah, definitely like, one of the great things about To Swallow was when, before, because he did end up moving back to Africa, which is why I'm currently producerless.
Okay.
But he gifted me all of the music that we'd been working on beforehand, and I'm able to keep that music and use that as like a base. So a lot of times what I'll do is have the music playing and like do my own thing in terms of the lyrics and in terms of the what comes to mind, what cadence of the sound and everything in terms of my vocals is, and play with a couple different versions of that, and then just choose whichever version I end up liking the most. So it's kind of a 50-50 split in that way as well.
You know what I'm saying? Da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? But a girl I know, she's a pretty little vampire, and I ain't talking about Halloween. Nah, baby, she don't wear no costume. I never see her in the daytime, always creeping in the bedroom. Oh, baby, why you so scary? Why you doing that voodoo? She said, if you really wanna find out, boy, you better come upstairs with me. You know you really wanna bite this girl, I put that on everything. I said, how you doing? She said, I've been dying to meet you, to eat you. I said, baby, let me give you that O positive. I don't need it cause I am toxic. She said, baby, how you know that I am positive that you really wanna do this? I've been dying to meet you, to eat you. She a pretty little vampire. 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 I'm not out. I'm not out. I'm not out. I'm not out. Let me tell you about a girl I know. Let me tell you about a girl I know. Let me tell you about a girl I know. Yeah. Let me tell you about a girl I know. Let me tell you about a girl I know. She's a pretty little vampire. Vampire. And I ain't talking about Halloween. Halloween. Nah, baby. She don't wear no costume. Costume. Ain't never see her in the daytime. Daytime. Always creeping in the bedroom. Bedroom. Oh, baby. So scary, scary. Why you doing that voodoo? She said, if you really wanna find out, boy, you better come upstairs with me, me. I said, you know you really wanna bite this girl. I put that on everything. I said, how you doing? Doing? She said, I've been dying, dying to meet you, to meet you, to eat you. I said, baby, let me give you that O positive. I don't need it, 'cause I am toxic, toxic. She said, baby. You know that I am positive that you really wanna do this, do this. I said, how you doing, doing? She said, I've been dying, dying to meet you, to meet you, to eat you. I said, baby, let me give you that old positive. If I don't need it, 'cause I am toxic, toxic. She said, baby, how you know that I am positive that you really wanna do this, do this. I said, how you doing, doing? She said, I've been dying, dying to meet you. She a pretty little vampire. 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 She a about a girl I know, she's a pretty little vampire, vampire. And I ain't talking about Halloween, Halloween. Baby, she don't wear no costume, costume. I never see her in the daytime, daytime. Always creeping in the bedroom, bedroom. Oh, baby, why you so scary, scary. Why you doing that voodoo? She said, if you really wanna find out, boy, you better come upstairs with me. I said, you know you really wanna bite this girl. I put that on everything. I said, how you doing, doing? She said, I've been dying, dying to meet you, meet you, to eat you, to eat you. I said, baby, let me give you that O positive. I don't need it 'cause I am toxic, toxic. She said, baby, how you know that I am positive that you really wanna do this? I said, how you doing, doing? She said, I've been dying, dying to meet you, meet you, to eat you, to eat you. She a pretty little vampire. She a pretty little vampire. She a pretty, she a pretty little vampire. She a pretty little, she a pretty little vampire. She a pretty little vampire. Now let me tell you about the girl.
Again, it's a project that's got this long history, and it seems like it's very much a recording project. Are these songs that you perform live or you intend to perform live?
Yes,
and then how does that work? Because of the diversity of genre, I mean, it's not like you, yeah, I guess you could potentially have the same people backing you up or you could have a recording or whatever, yeah. But have you pictured sort of what this looks like?
I mean, in a live honestly, setting? Not in terms of like, in my head, I'm just like, I'll go to Folk Fest and like perform all of them, or like, like there's no specific venue I have in mind or anything like that. But it's a good question because I don't know how that works in terms of like when I get on stage, if obviously different people have different genre preferences. So I'm not entirely sure what that would look like yet. And I'm not sure because there's not really many artists that I can think of that have done that. So it's kind of a new thing. And I'm not sure exactly what that could look like yet, to be honest.
Well, that was sort of my next question, because I do ask a lot of people this. And it's sort of because especially in Winnipeg, Manitoba in general, but Winnipeg specifically has such a such a large music scene, and there's so many different genres and little sub scenes within that, and I always wonder where people sort of fit themselves, and I feel like you might have a harder time than some people in terms of figuring out sort of where you would fit within the larger music scene. Is that something you sort of have yet to figure out, or did you have an idea of where?
I definitely have to figure that out still. I really am very much also a community driven person, so if I feel better in a certain community driven by a certain genre, that might be the given reason, like that, you know. So it's to be seen. I'm curious as well what that will look like. I absolutely want to perform live. I've loved it. I mean, that's I grew up competing. I grew up on the stage, and I love it. I did have like severely bad social stage fright for a long time, but I think I'm past that.
That's
so
good. Yeah,
I'd love to be on stage if I can. That is how I picture it. That is how I picture it going, but I'm not entirely sure yet exactly what that looks like.
At the time we're recording this, this record is fairly new, because this is a podcast that apparently I can't stop recording and I will do for the perpetual, you know, as long as I'm out. I don't know how long, but a long time. You know, what's the reception been to this record now? I mean, that might change obviously once you start playing live shows and things like that, but now that you have this, you've put this out online, people have heard it. Yeah. What kind of response have you got?
Really great. I mean, especially like from obviously my friends, but the general, like I have gotten even there's somebody I got an email from today that wants to do they want to put me on their release of it's hype something, I can't remember exactly. Okay. but yeah, like I'm getting a lot of some things are moving, and I'm seeing that there's lots of, you know, repeat listens, which is a good sign, because you know you can see certain stats like from Spotify artists, and it looks like people are listening to my songs on average about 14 times per song.
Well, that's good,
and I think that's good. I don't know, I have no gauge, but I think that's good. And so I think it's going well. I think that the more that it's kind of pushed outside of just my general bubble and the people that I know, that it'll get even maybe bigger and well received. I have a good feeling about it. I tend to be a vibes person, and I feel like it's going to be bigger.
That's it's a good confidence to have for sure. Now that this is out in the world, I mean, again, considering the history of these songs and sort of what, you know, what inspired them and everything like that, do you feel good about sort of how this project ended up? Do you feel like you've accomplished what you were setting out to accomplish? And do you think that it's been a success? You do, from your personal perspective.
Yeah, I think so. Like, one of the things to know is like, because I mean, like I said, my producer did move back to Africa, so I didn't have him to record with and to help. And so all of this stuff I was doing in my bedroom at my parents' place with, you know, like with my podcast mic and I mean, that's about it. And so I'm really aware of like in the future, my plan with this album is to use this as kind of like a stepping stone to be able to work with local producers and to be able to work with local talent more. Because I just didn't have I couldn't before. I could not. I just didn't have I mean, first of all, I'm not mobile. I do have disabilities that make it kind of hard for me to do certain things.
Sure.
I was living in Stockton, Manitoba, which how many people know where that is, you know? Exactly. It's not close to anything. I think the closest town is Brandon. It's an hour away.
Right.
And Winnipeg was certainly far out of reach, but now I'm back in the city, and so I'm hoping now that the because my goal was to get the album out before I moved to the city, so that I could kind of, like I said, use that as a launch pad to now get more back into the scene and make those connections that I'm missing that I haven't had for the last 5 years, because again, I was so removed from it intentionally because of everything that had happened.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to my left brain. Every time I make a decision to my membrane, take it back to my survival A game. Watch you like the devil inside this box frame. Doesn't mean I'm not compassionate. Just take it to a level where I can't admit when I hurt so much for so long. You learn how to cope and be strong. I can smile through the static, make it look automatic. Suck a big love, but I panic when it gets too close and too manic. I'm polite, but I'm plotting my exit, trying to act like I meant it. It's a bit of a mess in my chest, but I wear it so well you wouldn't guess it. I'm half heart and half habit, half truth and half bad manners. If I seem a little cool at the party, it's just that my tired thing. I don't mean to sound unkind. It's just the left side runs my life. And I chat like a queen, but I'm dead on my feet. Bitter cheek, bitter teeth, bitter peas, don't speak. Got a North London cynic in my soft little skull for no reason. While I'm laughing at the lot of it, trying to stay civil and cool. Like I'm black through the front door, I float like I'm fine. But the noise in my noggin's on a permanent grind. So if I come off sharp, love, don't take it to heart. It's just my brain doing songs in the dark. I'm a sorry mate with a side of the stain. Hit assassin, the class, and the kink in the chain. If I'm acting all casual, don't be fooled by the tone. I'm just savoring my own mess. Leave me alone. So welcome to the wiring, to the bruises and the bluing. I don't mean to sound unkind. It's just the left side runs my life. But when the moon falls low and the shadows rise, I hear the old ghost knock at the door of my mind. I've been split by the storm, but I'm built to survive. Feel the thunder in my chest, now I'm coming alive. On the ground and my gaze locked in. Hear the whisper in the wind, let the hump begin. When the lanterns go dim and the red moon glows, I can feel every lie that the darkness knows. Little hearts in the village keep the door shut tight, but I'm out with the blade in the dead of night. When the monster wants mercy, it won't find mine. I got love in my blood instead of my spine. Yeah, I'm pretty in pink, but I bite like a storm in a roar. Bring a smile and the voice to warn. I'll be cute in the club, then I'm lethal in the blink. When the bass drops hard, hear the chain link sing. I've been made through the clash, through the flash, through the spark, through the run, through the ruins and the break of the dark. If I tremble, I turn into power instead. Now the fear in my left brain feeds the fire in my head. And the night keeps calling, but I'm not afraid. Got a thousand sharp tip of my blade, every scar on my heart is a map I can trace to the place where I rise and I reclaim my day. Welcome to my left brain, where the fear and the fire make a hurricane. I don't fold, I don't break, I don't run from the pain. I keep dancing.
it's nice to get back from that isolation and to have, I guess, this kind of calling card that you can show people, right? Like, this is what you're all about. Yeah. This is, especially when you have so many different styles on it too. It might help you to sort of find out people who maybe they can connect to one part of it and haven't heard the other stuff yet. And hopefully it'll do something for them.
Yeah, exactly. Because I know, like, and I'm aware, very aware of, like, there's different producers that have different styles and they do specific things, different specific genres. And I don't ever want to, push one specific producer out because I'm not doing a certain genre.
Yeah.
I'm open to exploring pretty much anything right now. Because again, I think this was really just me being like, hey, world, I am still here. I am still doing music and I am very flexible with my music. And I'm excitedly kind of just following whatever trails end up as a result of that now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I think that's a good spot to be in for sure. Especially coming back to the city when there is such a ridiculously huge, for the size of it, music community. It's like we punch way above our weight, I think, as a city.
Yeah,
for
it's
sure.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's not, I mean, I've been doing this for almost 14 years and I will never run out of guests ever. Like there's just so many. It's crazy.
No, for sure. Exactly. I've never been in the capacity you are by any means, but even like, 10 years ago living on Osborne, I was like very aware.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it was wild and there, and I was like, this is where I want to be 100%.
Yeah. Well, it's cool that you came back then. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't want to dwell on the age of some of these songs and stuff, but something I often ask people as well is sort of, now that you have this music out and people are hearing this and this is sort of your people's introduction to what you do, do you feel like you have new material that is sort of progressed beyond what has already come out in this record? Like, are you already looking forward towards the next thing?
Yeah. 100%. I'm basically what I'm doing, it's going to sound kind of funny, but I'm going through all of my archives of all of my music that I've kind of been putting off for the last 15 years. And that's exactly this album. None of it is like truly new, I would say. The future, what my game plan is that I have some stuff that I would consider more like more emotional and more heavy and more like in my heart, and I want to release kind of like a, I don't want to call it a VIB album, but like a album for people who want to hear my crazy sad BS. and then also release kind of the last little trails of what I've been working on in the past, and then start new and like fully be able to focus on new sounds and new vibes. But I again want to kind of have the right framework in place for that. When I get to that portion, I want to be able to work with my local Winnipeg people and be like, okay, this is the new sound, this is what we want to work on, like what are we feeling, what are we vibing, and go from there. I want it to be very interactive and like intentional.
Cool. And since most people, I think a lot of listeners might be in the same place I am, where you're new to them, and your music is new to them, and they're hearing maybe for the first time on this podcast. What's the best way to find out what you're doing? And again, if someone's listening the day this comes out, or they're listening 5 years from now, I mean, by then maybe you have a bunch of new albums out. Who knows, right? But where would you direct someone if they want to check out what you're doing, and also find out sort of what you're up to as far as potential shows and on the horizon and things like that?
Ooh. I would say follow my Instagram. It's Joanie Masek, JoanieMasak. It's pretty much the only place. I get very overwhelmed very easily because of the disability. I have ADHD and a nonverbal learning disorder. I'm very open about these things.
Okay.
Yeah. So it makes it kind of overwhelming to be in multiple spaces at one time. So yeah, I would say sticking to my Instagram and kind of being on that is the best way.
Okay. And I'll link to that in the show notes too, so people can find that. And then, like, obviously this, like we said, this record has just come out at the time we're recording this. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything planned for the relatively near future, whether it's in terms of promoting this record or anything new coming up?
Nothing crazy yet. I want to promote. I do have kind of semi strategy in mind, because I also came from the business world. Like I was an admin for most of my adult life, and I did a lot of marketing for the companies that I ended up working for. I also like learned a little bit about it in terms of promoting my own business when I was doing that more than anything. And so I want to try to see if I can leverage those skills into social media. But honestly, knowing me and knowing my skills and capacities, I'll probably end up reaching out to local social people and see what they recommend and go from there.
Well, I think there's enough of them here too. I mean, that's part of this whole ecosystem in Winnipeg is that there's people doing every side of the music business,
Exactly.
whether it's, actually performing or writing music or doing what I'm doing or promoting things. There's
Yeah.
enough. You'll it's hard to not find someone doing something
Yeah,
right relevant.
exactly.
So, yeah, that's cool. And so, what's now that you're in Winnipeg and like you said you were here before, you were kind of isolated for a while. Now you come back. Do you have you been sort of keeping up on what's going on with the local music scene? Have you been other artists that you've sort of continued listening to from that time, or are you just sort of jumping into this new again and sort of what's here in 2026 kind of thing?
I'm kind of jumping in on new again. Like I have the people that I kind of leaned into in terms of keeping me updated with the music scene. Like Jill, I don't know if you know her at all. She was in a bunch of different bands. She keeps going back and forth, but she does hair mostly. She's very well known in the music scene. I'm trying to think of her
She's
name.
been on my show in a few bands, yep.
You know her. Yeah, you know. So yeah, Jill. Jill is my hairstylist and has been for the last almost 10 years.
Cool.
And we're like, so anytime that I like really get, I just, for anyone, we're very close. So anytime that I'm like curious where the current music scene is, I'll usually creep on Jill's Instagram and be like, what are you doing? What's going on? But other than that, no, I am really just jumping in fresh again. And that's what I mean about like reestablishing my roots and kind of figuring out what the local music scene is like nowadays because it's been a while since I've been in it.
And like, yeah, for sure. And there's new bands every week. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, I know you mentioned a few times earlier Spotify. Where would you recommend people to check out your music? I mean, I know there's so many options nowadays. I'm definitely like old and set in my ways, and I don't do streaming, but most people do. Where would you direct someone to hear the actual record?
I mean, I've made sure to release on all major platforms, so pretty much anything. If you listen to music on it, it's probably there. So hopefully, if not, let me know because I'll get it on there. But yeah, like even Deezer, or even the weird ones, kind of Tidal, the lesser knowns. But yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, all of those are an option. I think I've released on pretty much everything.
Slither down my tongue. Deeper, so it doesn't matter. Muted, I can't express myself. Creases start to shatter. The creases on my tongue fill up with poisonous matter. Choking on the sun. Foxgloves, blue. Bells and doves. I swallow every warning till the white noise starts to bloom. There's a sermon in my throat, and it's nesting in the fumes. Static in the ache, every breath is getting heavier. Every vow begins to break. The creases on my tongue fill up with poisonous matter. Choking on the sun. Foxgloves, bluebells and every sweet little matter. Choking on the sun, foxgloves, bluebells, and doves.